For some Australians who are blind and vision impaired, communicating with the National Disability Insurance Scheme is slow and very frustrating. Why? Because the agency keeps sending them letters that they can't read. And that's despite an agreement between the NDIS and Vision Australia to ensure people receive their information in an accessible format. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
A hereditary condition has left internationally renowned lighting designer and furniture maker Duncan Meeting with just 5% vision. He's adapted to crafting wood by using some special tools such as a tape measure that talks.
215 millimetres.
Like many Australians with a disability, Duncan Meeting has applied to the NDIS for help, but they have been posting him letters that he can't read.
I've gotten, I can't remember, I've kind of lost count, 6 or 7 inaccessible communications. Each time I have brought it to the attention of the National Disability Insurance Agency that this is not sufficient for communication with a legally blind person.
The agency that runs the NDIS, the NDIA, declined an interview request, but it provided a statement saying it has an agreement with Vision Australia to ensure NDIS participants can receive information in an accessible format, including Braille, electronic text on CD, audio on CD, and large text at no cost.
Heading level 1, your NDIS plan has been approved. I have attached a copy of the plan to this letter.
Duncan Meeting says he has been getting those translated letters.
National Disability Insurance Agency. Dear Mr. Meeting.
But it's taking 2 months for them to reach him. The NDIS says that participants are also able to identify their preferred communication format for information, including accessible digital files and Braille. But people who are vision impaired, such as Emma Bennison, who's the CEO of Blind Citizens Australia, says the problem is that the initial communication is still sent by letters in the mail that, of course, people can't read.
The issue is that people have to keep asking for the information in the format they require rather than it just being sent to them in that format by default.
The NDIS started in 2013 and Emma Bennison has spent years lobbying for communication to be sent directly to people who are vision impaired and blind in forms they can access.
I think now we need to see some real action on this. And I think if we don't see that kind of action being taken in a timely manner, and I'm talking, you know, within a matter of weeks or months, because we have been waiting for a long time, I think that the only real recourse that people who are blind or vision impaired will have will be to lodge disability discrimination complaints with the Human Rights Commission.
The agency running the NDIS is aware of the problem and it has told the ABC it's working with people who have complained to try to fix the system.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting there.